Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Ayin Hei. The sugi here is a hemshech. It starts on the Daf Ayin Dalad, but the Gemara discusses the inyan of eating kachim and shuma and meiser betuma. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Dalad brings the Mishnah Nigon, that says, after the tefillah, even before Harif Shemesh, even when he's a tefillah yoyim, he could eat Maisa Sheni. Harif Shimsha, if he has Harif Shemesh, Eichel B'Truma, but he doesn't need a kapara, and the tumas that need a carbon for Truma, you don't have to bring the carbon in order to be kasha for Truma. Heavy kapara, Eichel B'Kachim. But in order to eat Kachim, you have to actually bring the kapara. Gemara wants to know the makar for these halachas. The Gemara brings down, says, L'yechel min ha-kachim ki'im rachatz b'sarei b'mayim. That sounds like as soon as it's rachatz b'sarei b'mayim, as soon as it's a tefillah, he's allowed to eat from the kachim. But then it says, U'bo ha-shemesh v'toher, v'yach ha-yechel min ha-kachim. You need harif shemesh. And the Gemara darshins, one of them is b'maiser, one of them is b'tshuma. And the Gemara explains why. Tupshatim, how do you know which one's b'tshuma, which one's b'maiser? Then the Gemara discusses by Mechusi Kippurim. How do you know Mechusi Kippurim is Asa B'Kaydesh? It's because it says, the Chippur all of Akayim V'Tehera. Bais says before that, she's Tmeya. So for Kaydesh, she's Tmeya before she brings the Kapara. And the Gemara is a Drasha. How do you know by Truma, maybe it's only when it's a Lav Bar Kapara. Those Tumas that don't need a carbon, that's when Harif Shemesh works. How do you know the Tumas that need a carbon? Harif Shemesh works by Truma. And the Gemara says, the Ad Malois, that sounds like that once it's Malois Yemei Tara, she's already Tara. Vices for Chuma, she's already Tara. That's a Sikkum of the Gemara. Or at the end of the Sugya brings other Psukim, brings the Pasuk of Mayim Yuva V'Tameh Ad Erev. It's talking about a Kli that became Tameh from an Avatumah that has to go into the Mikvah and also have Harif Shemesh. So the Gemara says, that's talking about L'Negiyah. The Psukim we had before, the pasuk of Le'echem and Akachim Kiyim Rachatz B'Sarei B'Mayim, which tells you right after the tefillah it's tar. And the pasuk of Bo Hashemesh V'Tar, V'Achayechem and Akachim, that you need Harif Shemesh, that's talking about Achila. And the pasuk here by Kalim is no Achila, would have to be Negia. B'Mayim Yuvah V'Tameh Ad-Erev V'Tar, that's by Negia. And again, you have two Joshes. V'Tameh Ad-Erev sounds like it's Tameh till the Erev. V'Tar sounds like it's Tar right away. And again, the Gemara says, Kan l'maaser, kan l'truma. I have a pasuk also by Negiyah explaining that truma needs harif shemesh, and maaser does not. The Gemara says, V'epachano. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe maaser needs harif shemesh and truma does not. So the Gemara says, two turuts. One is, Mestabra ki heche de chamir achila de truma me achila de maaser, hachanami chamir negiyah de truma negiyah de maaser. Mestabra, just like we find by Achila, which we have that drasha of Nefesh, Shava L'chol Nefesh, that for Truma you need Harif Shemesh, Maaser you don't. So probably Negiyah also follows the same pattern that Truma is more Chama than Maaser, and for Truma you need Harif Shemesh and Maaser you don't. And the Yibayi same is no, we have a possible Chakadish Lesiga, the Chakadish Lesiga telling you that a Harif Shemesh is also Benegiyah's Truma. So it's a very interesting Havamina. There's a Hava Minute to say that in regard to eating Truma and Maaser, there, Maaser, a Tful Yom could eat Maaser. You don't need Harif Shemesh for Achila. As soon as it's a Tfila, you're allowed to eat Maaser. And in regard to Truma, for Achila's Truma, you need Harif Shemesh. A Tful Yom is also a Truma. But by Negiyah, the opposite would apply. By Negiyah, if a Tful Yom touches Truma, he does not passel it. He's not allowed to eat Truma. The Tumas Agufi has, he's not allowed to eat Truma, but he does not, can't be Metame the Truma. That could be understandable. A person could be Tame enough not to eat the Truma, but not Tame enough not to Metame the Truma. But by Maiser, it would be the opposite. But by Maiser, the halacha would be that he's allowed to eat the Maiser. He's allowed to eat. He's not Tame enough to be us in eating Maiser. But still, when he touches Maiser, he still could make Maiser Tame. Even though he's allowed to eat Maiser, he's not considered Tame in regard to Achila. He is considered Tum in regard to Negiyah. That was the Havman of the Gemara. The Gemara has two reasons why he can't say that. Either Stam is Svara, since the Pasuk doesn't specify which is which. So Yilmet Sasim and Mefurish, since by achila chum is mochamer, mistama by negia chum is mochamer, but not that it's mochrich. It's just mistaber that way, so that's how we darshan. The Baisema doesn't even say that it's mistaber. Needs a special xeris akasav to teach you that negia by tfulya and by chuma would passel, and consequently the pasuk that says it doesn't passel would have to be learned by meiser. So, first of all, in the Havmina, that a tful yayim is allowed to eat meiser, but still passels the meiser when he touches it, you have a practical question. So how would a tful yayim be able to eat meiser? Anytime he touches it, then the meiser will become tummy, and you're not allowed to eat meiser that's tummy. If negia, a tful yayim passels meiser, so when is it negia that a tful yayim can eat meiser? Anytime you eat it, you're going to touch it. You're going to touch it. You're going to make it tummy. That's what the Rishayim ask. And the various turetzim. The Taisa Shanim here says it's talking about Tachal Lechaveh Beveisa Bliya. He opened his mouth wide, and his friend put the Meiser Sheni into his throat, so he never touched it. Another teretz, it's in the Taisa Rush, and it's in the Taisa's early on Nafayin Gimel and Beis in regard to a different question. You could say that it wasn't Mukhshel Lekabel Tuma. Even if he touched the Meiser Sheni, the Meiser Sheni was a food as opposed to a drink. A food doesn't become tummy unless it's mukhshel lekabel tuma. So even though a tful yayim at this havamina could pass the maaser sheni, but the maaser sheni wasn't mukhshel lekabel tuma, therefore it didn't become tummy when he touched it. You could say, like the Chiddushi Aran says in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Gimel, when we got to a different question, that it was less than a bayim. It's actually a machlokes rishanim. Some rishanim hold Rashi in a few places that even less than a bayim is mekabel tuma. But other Rishayim, Taisus in a few places says that less than a bay is not Makabal Tumah Midereisim. So you can have a Kazayis of Maisa Sheni. It won't be Makabal Tumah Midereisim. It doesn't have a shear. And still, a Tful Yayim would be Asa to eat it. Yayim would be Mutta to eat it, even though he would be Matamid if it was a shear, but he's not Matamid because it wasn't a shear. Yudva says a more simple Teretz. He says he didn't touch it. He used a mappa. He used a cloth in order to eat it. Which is l'chayr, such a simple teretz, the Megi of the Ritva, the Rosh Hashiva of Chevron, or Baron Yafin, his father wanted the other Rishayim say the teretz. Fakir, the Rishayim that say Tachav Lechaveri Bebeis Ablia sounds like if it was just put in his mouth, he would be metameit. He discusses there, if someone tummy puts food in his mouth, does the food become tummy? The Dvaz Mashma, that it does not become tummy, and the other, Nirvaz Mashma, it does not become tummy, and the other Rishayim, who are matriach to say other turetzim, like tachal v'chaveh b'beis ha'bliyo, it's not mukshir, sounds like it does become tummy, it would become tummy in his mouth. Ayin sham for the hezbah of the machlekes. But I want to shtelzach in a kuda, even if practically you could find a case where he could eat the meiser and not touch it, and then he doesn't have the isra achila, even though he passes it b'negia, how do we understand such a phenomenon that... Now, it's to understand that a tful yayim is considered tamei legabe chuma, but not legabe meiser. Now we understand. Chuma is more susceptible to the tuma. A tful yayim is a lesser level of tuma. The chuma, which is a higher level of kedusha than meiser, even a tful yayim is a problem. Meiser, which is a lower level, you see, chulin, has less of a darga. A higher level kedusha it is, the more susceptible it is to tuma. Chum is like a higher level, so Tful Yayim is a problem for Chum, it's not a problem for Meiser. And to say that Tful Yayim is a problem by Achila and not by Negiyah, also I could see that Achila is more Chamer than Negiyah. And for Achila, Tful Yayim is a problem. Even this lower level is a problem. For Negiyah, Tful Yayim is not a problem. But how would you have a Svara that in regard to Achila, so Chumah, there is a problem with Tful Yayim and Maisid is not. And Lagabi Negiya Fakert, Maisid is a problem with Tful Yayim and Chumad is not. What would be the Svara for that? So I think this is more Muzber, Lefi the site of the Brisker Rav that we mentioned in the previous year. The Brisker Rav, and he brings this from Rab Chaim, says the Chilatin Achila Negiya is not Stam Achilak, Chaimer. But the Pshat is, the Alocha Lagabi Achila, Alocha Rabbi Negiya, Achalukim biki yisaydina. The yisayd of achila is a psula guf. The guf is pasul. It has nothing to do with the mitzias of tumah. It's a psula guf, like a psul zar, like a psul aril, like a psul einim by meiser. It's a psula guf. It is not mukshir to eat kachim. So oy bezay, legabi the psula guf, in regard to eating truma, a tful yayim is a pasulus. In regard to eating meiser, it's not. the halachas of what type of a guf you need for achila, truma is more chomer than ma'aseh sheni in that halacha. Truma requires more of a hechsher aguf. Truma, you need erev shemesh. A tefillah is a problem. Ma'aseh doesn't need such a guf mukhsher. Ma'aseh, even the tefillah is considered mukhsher already and doesn't have a psula guf. Negiah is not a psula guf. Negiah is telling the metzias of tumah. It's susceptibility to tumah. Maybe in regard to negiah, in regard to how susceptible the item is to tumah, there, perhaps, ma'aseh sheni is more susceptible to tumah than truma. Truma, you need a higher level of tumah in order to impart tumah. Once you have a tvila, and it's a tvil yayim, it doesn't have the same chaymer of the tumah. Already, truma is not susceptible anymore. Ma'aseh sheni is more susceptible to tumah, even though it's a tvil yayim, even though it's a lower level of tumah. But ma'aseh sheni is more sensitive. You can metam it even at the lower level of tumah. Once we're mechalek the dinim, that achila is a psula guf, and negiah is the metzias of tumah, and how susceptible, how much it's a bar kibulei tumah, and then we can hear a chilek. Legabe psula guf, legabe what type of guf you need, truma is mochamer. Legabe what level of tumah is necessary to metamit, legabe that ma'is is mochamer. That's it, explained the Gemara Lefida Briskerov. And I want to be mazba another shver nekud in the sugya, Lefidas Yisait. Is the Gemara before had a kasha. Had a shaila like this, that we understand in the parasha of Emor that ready when there's hair of shemesh, you could eat truma. Maybe that's only the tumas that are not a bar kapar, where the Gemara was learning a zav bal shteirius, a mitzayir muzkar, which don't need a carbon, and a tamei meis, don't need a tamei nefesh. All these things that don't need a carbon, there the din is hair of shemesh is good enough for truma. But maybe when it's a bar kapar, like a zav bal gimelrius, a mitzvah muchlet, a yeledis. These things that need a carbon, even truma needs a carbon. That was the Gemara shtel, and the Gemara learned out from the psukim by yeledis and malay shimei tahara that even by a bar kapara, you don't need a carbon by truma. The Taisus on the fayin dalanim in base niba maskel emahani mili delab bar kapara. He points out that the Gemara's kash is dafka by truma. By truma, where you need harif shemesh. So there, maybe Harif Shemesh is only enough when it's not a bar kapara, but when it's a bar kapara, then you need until you bring the kapara. Masha'enke Meiser, you don't need Harif Shemesh. Meiser with a psukim there saying that tefillah is good enough. So if tefillah is good enough, even by a lav bar kapara, so who adin by a bar kapara, tefillah would be good enough, and you certainly wouldn't need a kapara. Tefillah yayim could eat Meiser, avada mechutz kapara could eat Meiser. So the Gemara's kasha wasn't negayah to Meiser, where a tefillah is good enough. It was dafka negayah to truma, where you need Erev Shemesh. But Erev Shemesh is good enough. Maybe that's dafka by a lav bar kapara, by a bar kapara. You need the kapara, you need the full thing. But Meiser, well, anyway, you don't need the full thing, even by a lav bar kapara. Tefillah is good enough. You don't need Erev Shemesh. Kol shken, you don't need a kapara. Das steht in Taisus. Fact of Marsha, why is Taisus so convinced of that? We find by Parah Aduma not that way. Parah Aduma, the klal is that a tefillah is good enough for Parah Aduma. That's the halacha. That's clear. Everyone agrees to that. That's on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. However, on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, we find the braisa that says that a mechusi kippurim is also a parah. It's a Yosef HaBavli. So what's the pshat? L'chayr the pshat is, a tefillah is good by the tumas and not a bar kapara. But it says in Zvachim, Nafid Zayinim at base, because the parsha of Tful Yayim was said in the parsha of Tamei Meis, which is not a bar kapara. So we learn out a Tful Yayim and the Tumas that are not a bar kapara, that's not ma'akev by para. Masha'en Kain, by Tumas that are a bar kapara, then is ma'akev, and a Mechusi Kippurim can't bring a par. Now the Rambam doesn't pass that way. The Rambam passes like the Tanakam of Yosef HaBavli, even Mechusi Kippurim is kosher by par. But upon him, we have such a Tana that way. But there is a Tana that by para, a Tful Yayim is okay, and still a Mechusi Kippurim is not, that says if the Tum is a Lav Bar Kapara, you don't need Harif Shemesh. But if the Tum is a Bar Kapara, you need Mamish the Kapara. So why was Taisus convinced that by Meiser it's not that way? Why was Taisus convinced that by Meiser, since you see that a Tful Yayim is good enough for Meiser, and you don't need Harif Shemesh by Meiser, that would automatically apply even by a Bar Kapara, they don't need the kapara for Meiser. What's the chiluk ma'isa in paraduma? You see by paraduma not that way. You see by paraduma, even something which tful yayim is kasher, mechusik kippurim could be possible. Then Marsha says a yishuv, and the Karinar is bothered with the yishuv, and he says his own yishuv, but it's very shver. He'll be with this yisayda de briskerav, it's laichta. Of course, Taisus is talking about achila. Taisus is talking about the isra of achila betumah. The isra of achila betumah, like we said from the briskerav, is tully on the psulaguf. Here, Taisus says that if you find that a tful yayim is not enough of a psulaguf to pass the leading meiser, so kol shken a mechusik yipurim is not enough of a psulaguf. And Taisus holds it wouldn't make a chilek a barakapar and a lav barakapar. If you need harif shemesh, so then pashat, harif shemesh is enough by a lav barakapar because he's in gansin kasher. Hashenken by a barakapar, he's going to be pasul till he brings the kapar, pashat. If you don't need harif shemesh, and you see that a tful yoyim is not considered a psulaguf, b'negei achilus meiser. So kol shken a mechusik kippurim is not a psulaguf b'negei achilus meiser. Because in regard to psulaguf, it's clear that a mechusik kippurim is less possible than a tful yoyim. That's in regard to achila, which is tully a psulaguf. Shenkein para, the briskerav shtel zavek the aside. By para, there's no such thing as a psulaguf. Be'etzim mitzad the psulaguf atame is kasher. And that's why a tful yoyim is kasher. Because the idea of psulaguf doesn't exist by par. That par needs a tar, that the tame is possible by par, is mitzad de mitzias of tuma. The Gemara early in Ayin Beis and Beis compares it to negiya, which he learns you need the mitzias of tuma. There's a din kol maseh betara, v'asaf ish tar, v'niach b'makam tar. Tuma, the mitzias of tuma, is a paisel by par. Now, when it says a tful yoyim is kasher, and then state, you need a bigger darga of tuma. The darga of tuma of tful yoyim, that's not enough to be considered tuma legabe para. It's not enough tame. It's not enough chayim of the tuma. So there you could say that's only because it's lav bar kapar. Lav bar kapar means it's not as a starker tuma. The tuma of tame meis, the tuma of zav bal shteiris and mitzoyer musker doesn't have such a starker tuma. So Mela, once you tevel, you lower the level of the tuma. And Mela, good for para. Masha'en kain, azav bal gimlurius, and a mitzarya muchlet, and the aledis which needs the kapara, that's a stronger darga of tuma. That's a much darker tuma. Such a tuma is a problem by para, and is a problem until you bring the kapara. So when Taisus says, if tful yayim is good, koshke mechusik yipurim is good, and he's not mechalik, in the case, if you say tful yoyim is good between a barakapara and lav barakapara, that's legabit psulaguf. Legabit psulaguf, that's a klal. A tful yoyim is definitely more possible than mechusik yipurim. If tful yoyim is good, kol shekein mechusik yipurim is good. That the Gemara says legabit para, that tful yoyim is good by para, and still is a tana that says mechusik yipurim is not good by para, that's legabit mitzias of tumah. Legabit mitzias of tumah, there you could be mechalik and say, that a tuma that's a lav bar kapara is a lesser darga of tuma, and mele for that a tful yoyim is good. It's not enough tuma. Mashenk and a tuma that's a bar kapara, according to one tana, it's a higher darga of tuma, and until you bring a kapara, it's passels by para. That's the chayr hakiv miyashiv the mashos kasha according to the briskerav. And now let's go to Levita. Let's see the next gemara. The gemara is going on the mishnah that says that psu adaku krush shavcha hey mavdeim yoychul nesheim lo yoychul. A psuadak and a krus shafach could eat shuma, and a zavadim could eat shuma, even though he's also the kol, but he's still a kayin, and he still has a din to eat shuma as a zavadim also. His wife cannot eat shuma, because when he's bail his wife, he passels the wife in biyasa, ubas kayin kisil ishzar, he passels the wife in biyasa, memela, she's a chalola, she can't eat shuma. So that the Gemara, and then the Mishnah says, im lo yoda mishanasa, janasa psuadak, areza chalas bichuma. If he never was Baila after he became a Betsuadaka, so she never was Neschal, so she could eat Chuma. So the Gemara says like this, Man tam mishter meris labi psula deraisa achla. Who's the Tana of the Mishnah that holds that she's married to someone whose bi is possibly deraisa and she still could eat Chuma? Am Rabbelezer machloiki shnuya, Rabbelezer Reb Shimini. So Gemara earlier, and that Nevavim Abeis, in the sixth parak, the Gemara says that Amana l'kayin God, l'gush of chutz l'kayin hedit, if there was never a biyah, that Rav Meir, the Tanakhama, Rav Meir holds they can't eat chumah because the Mishtameris will be absurd. Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon holds they could. And this Mishnah goes daft like Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. Rav Yechanam, I feel a tame Rav Meir. You could even go like Rav Meir. Shani Ocha Shekvar Ochla. Over there, she never had a heta to eat. Here, she's Kvar Ochla, she already had a heta to eat. Rav Elazar Shekvar Ochla Yemrinan. Just because she had a heta to eat doesn't mean it's Nimshach. You're going to say that once she had a head to teat, it doesn't go off. So what about if her husband died? If her husband died, she could continue eating. There, the kinyan is gone. She's no longer married to a kain. So of course she can eat. Here, she's still married to a kain. The thing is, there's a missing a tanai. Mishtemeris will be a psula. On that, we say that kvar achla works. At kana gemara. A very interesting shtickle from Rabbi Chanan and Kavod Sa'aris, Simen Mem Zayin, which is Negei to Agamar. He brings a kasha from the Kasa de Harsana, the Pirush on the Besam Reish, that what's the pshat that we find that a chalala who's married to a kain can't eat truma when an eved and a shifcha of a kain could eat truma? And he asks particularly from shifcha. A shifcha, as we know, is a zayna. A shifcha that becomes mishachreris is also to a kain. She's considered a zayna. Where I before said that it clearly. Still, a shifcha could eat chuma. How could a shifcha eat chuma? She's a zayna. Chayyad teretz is, if you have a bas kain that becomes a zayna, so the reason why she's eating chuma is because she's a kehenes. She's mizera arin. Now that she became a zayna, so she loses the Kedushas Kuna. She becomes a Chalala. She becomes Lav Zayrish Al Iron. She loses. She becomes Pasul for Kahuna. That's why she can't eat Chuma. Mashenke and a Shifcha. A Shifcha is not eating Chuma because she's a Kana. She's not. She's a Shifcha. She's eating Chuma because her master has a din that his Kinyanim, the Kayin Ki Yikla Nefesh Kinyan Kaspa, Hu Yechalbai, the Kinyanim of him could eat Chuma. So Ibazai, it doesn't matter if the Kasha, the Pasul, she's a Shifcha, she's considered a zayna, but so what? She's eating because she's an eved of a kain, just like a behem of a kain could eat chuma. So ibazay isha also should be nichlal nek kain ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasva applies to the isha also. She's not eating for herself. She's eating because she's married to the kain. What's the pshat that when she begets a bia that's mechalla she becomes pasul? There's a kasha Rabbi Chanan brings. Dr. Rabbi Chanan a gvaldigi yisaid. He buys it ice from a Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis in the first parak of Gittin. That an Eved doesn't have an egg in the din to eat Shuma, like we explained. The whole din of an Eved to eat Shuma is that the Adin has a din to be Meichel him Shuma. Not a din in the Eved Bechlal. It's a din in the Adin. The Adin can be Meichel all his Kinyanim Shuma. It's not his egg in the din. That's why he can't be Nischal. It has nothing to do with him. It's like the behemoth of a Kayin could eat Shuma. He wants to say Yisayid, Rabbi Chanan wants to say Yisayid because of this. That Taishas had a kasha, the Gemara there is Mavur, that when an Eved of a Kain runs away, he could continue eating Chuma. So Taishas asks, how could he continue eating Chuma? Let him be Chayshish that his master sold him to Yisrael. Let him be Chayshish that maybe his master sold him to Yisrael and passed him from eating Chuma that way. Effect Taishas in getting a kasha. Ekta b'chanan, why don't you go b'as l'chazaka? The Mishnah says in Gittin that a Eishas Kayin, that her husband went to Medina Siyam, she continued eating chuma. She has a chazaka. Why don't you say to Eved also? He had a chazaka. He had a chazaka. He belonged to a Kayin. You want to know if something changed, you can go b'as l'chazaka. Ekta b'chanan, a chazaka is only if you have a din. If the Eved has a din, he has an egg in a din, that he could eat chuma, mitzaratzmai, then you have a chazaka. That's why Isha would have a chazaka. Mashenkin, the Eved's din is only mitzad the Rav. The Adin has the right to feed him chuma. Eating mamish mitzad the Adin. Mishkin egin the din. He wouldn't have a chazaka. He wouldn't say chazaka b'chai gavna. That's what he wants to say. He says, who adin this gemara svar? This gemara svar of shekfar achla. Which means that once it's chalach halois, that she could eat chuma, it's not paka because she became a mishtameris l'bi apsula. And ad kedei kach, the gemara had a kasha. That if you say Shekvar Achla, why don't you also say it when the Kayin died? The Gemara says, Paka Kinyane, which means that the sight of the din that she becomes Roy for Chuma is the fact that she's married to a Kayin. Once the marriage is over, avada, she loses this eligibility to eat chumah. But the mishtameres lebi psula, that's only a tnai. That's only something, that's not the actual din. That's a tnai. The tnai is, it has to be royal lebiya. The guy with the tnai, once it was already chal on her the din that she could eat chumah, it's kvar achla, it's already chal chalais din that she could eat chumah. So even if you no longer have the tnoim that would make that chalais, but once it's chal, that's it. You don't need a kaseidedika din, a kaseidedika kinyan that's there. The kinyan made a chalais, the kedusha made a chalais, now it's chal, now it works on its own steam. That's the svar of kvar achla. If he dies, so then it's batal. But kol zman is alive and you have that kinyan, even if you don't have the tnoim that would allow it to become royal achila, but still, she already became royal achila, and that works on its own. Zagda B'chanan, Avadi can only say that if she be'etzim becomes muksha for achila, then you can say kvar achla. But if she is not muksha l'achila, she only is eating because there's a din the adin could be meichel her. Nothing to do with her din. It's the adin's din in Gansen. So then there'd be no svarish kvar achla. The rega that you don't have the tnom that they could eat, savada will be off. There was no chalais that was chal that could stay. That's Rav Kanan's svar. Meli says that answers the kasa the harsin is kasha. If the achila is not mitzad the egin din, but it's managed the din that the adin is feeding the avadim, then it's not shaykh apsula guf for that. Even if she's a evid, a shifcha, a zayna, it's not shaykh apsula guf. They continue eating legar from a behema. But Aisha doesn't have this din. There's no din. Aisha doesn't belong to the Adin. It's a din that on the day of the marriage, she becomes a kahenis. She becomes mukhsha for chuma. She gets the kedusha to eat chuma. There, if she's neschalal, so like any kain that's neschalal, that they lose it. They lose the egg in a din. They lose this din. They become neschalal. A neschalal, a bia psula. It's mechalef and kuna, just like she's the Eish Abbas Kain, and she's the schal, she loses the din Zera Aaron, like the Gemara said earlier. All alav Zera Aaron, she loses any din that she has. So who a din? An Isha, which is eating chuma mitzada egin a din. So the bia will be mechal, and she loses all the din that she has. That's Rabbi Chanan's lamdas. He goes a little weiter. He says, what's a pshat that you learn up both dinim from the same pasuk? There's one pasuk, v'kayin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspay. From there you learn at the din evid. From there you learn at the din isha. And we're saying there's so chalak. An evid is a pshat. He's eating mitzad the adin. And the isha is a pshat as she has egin and din to eat. The nafkimin alalachas. That's a pshat that both learn from the same pasuk. Taini Rabbi Chanan, ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspay could have two completely different meanings. Kinyan kaspay could mean his money, his property, something which he owns. That's called kinyan kaspay. And kinyan kaspay can mean something he acquired with kesef. He used kesef in the acquisition. Things in Shasanta Rashi, in Ksuvah Staf Nazayin, that Shtelzecha Nakasha, says, V'kayin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspay, that an isha, that if he's mekadesh an isha, she could eat truma. What if he's mekadesh b'biyah? What if he's not mekadesh b'kesef? What if he's mekadesh b'shtar b'biyah? So Rashi says the reason why it works is because iskish havayis lahadodi. There's a hekish of all the different types of havayis. Isha niknas b'shloish drachim, the kesef v'shtar b'biyah. They have a hekish together. So because of the hekish, we learn out just like a kinyan kesef is meichel ha b'chuma, so too a kinyan shtar and a kinyan b'biyah. So shtelzach Rabbi Chanan. So what about an evit? You buy an evit b'kesef, that's kinyan kesef. You could buy an evit b'mashicha, you could buy an Eved b'chazaka. You don't have to make a Kenyan Kesef to buy an Eved. You could buy an Eved with other Kenyanim. And then you don't have Iskish Kenyanim Lahadadi. So why by Isha, Rashi says, the only reason why it would work by Mekadesh Abi is because Iskish Lahadadi. And by Eved, let's say Eved's not bought with Kesef. Let's say Eved's bought with Mashiach. So it wouldn't work. Zakhtar B'chanan Heinein Advarim. Kenyan Kesef can mean one of two things. By Eved, Kinyan Kaspay doesn't mean he bought the Eved with Kesef. Kinyan Kaspay means that he owns the Eved. It's his. It's Kinyan Kaspay. It's a Kinyan Kesef. It's his money. It's his property. It's his possession. That's what it means, Kinyan Kaspay. It doesn't matter how he bought it. But kinyan kasher b'isha doesn't mean his property is possession. Isha is not property, it's not possession. Kinyan kasher b'isha means that he made a kinyan kasef on her. Isha nignas b'kasef. He gave a kasef, he made a kedushin with kasef. So, you know kasef, how do you know shtarim b'yam? Rashi has to say, iska shavai isla adoni. He's mafalpa more about it with other ishainim, talk upon him, that's the yisayin. When Evan eats mamish mikayach the oven, the Evan has no egg in the din, and mamela there can't be any pasles by an Evan. There's no such thing as an Evan or a shifcha being neschalo, even with the be a psula, whatever it is, as long as she's a shifcha, the kayin she could eat, because the kayin has a din to be meichel her. Ashenkeni Isha, Isha doesn't eat because she's the property of the Baal, she's not the property of the kayin. The marriage gives her a chalais din that she's allowed to eat. She becomes like a kehenes. Well, that only works if she's not neschal. If she's neschal, she becomes a chalala and she loses any din that she had. And now let's start the next sugya, the sugya b'tzua daka. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, eiza b'tzua daka. What's a b'tzua daka that's pasul of it? Bekal kol shniftzu beitzim shalai. His beitzim, his testicles were wounded. Afilu achas mem, even if one of the beitzim, afilu nikvu, even if has punctured, afilu nimaiku, came shriveled, afilu chasru, became missing part of it. It explains later that there are three reproductive organs, three evari zera, which would have on them the din that if they get damaged, the man will become a psuadaka or kershafra. There's the gid, the eva zacha, the male organ, the beitzim, the testicles, and the chudei beitzim, the conduits that bring the zerem from the beitzim to the git. The Gemara explains in Ein Heim and Beis, Petsua is in all of them, Bein Shenifzu Gid, Bein Shenifzu Beim, Bein Shenifzu Chudei Beitzim. All these cases, if they're wounded, Dach, if they're crushed, Bekulam, Bein Shenifzu Gid, Bein Shenifzu Beitzim, Bein Shenifzu Chudei Beitzim, and Kurs is Bekulam, Bein Shenifzu Gid, Bein Shenifzu Beitzim, Bein Shenifzu Chudei Beitzim. The Gemara is also mavur that the side of Psuadak and Kris Shafcha is that they can't have children. Now, the Raisa goes on, Amar Bishmol B'neisha B'echem and Breka, Shamati B'chacham M'kerem B'yavna, I heard from the Chacham M'kerem B'yavna, Kol She'enel L'beit Zachas, Enel L'shrischama V'kosher. Only has one beit, so one testicle is like a shrischama, and he's kosher. It's a shrischama Salkadaitach, he's not a shrischama, I mean, kis shrischama V'kosher, it's like a shrischama, and he's kosher. As a very big machlokes rishonim, what's the pshat in Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Brechem and Breik and how he paskin, very big nafkamina la'alacha, big ramification la'alacha. Many rishonim, perhaps most rishonim hold that Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Brechem and Breik was told that he was born with only one beitza. And memela, he's a psuadaka min hashamayim, psuadaka bidei shamayim, like the Gemara said right afterwards, Amrei Vida Mishmuel psuadaka bidei shamayim kashu. He's born, the defects are congenital, is born that way, then there's no din of psuadaka, even though he can't have children. And Gemara is medayik from the pasuk, which says psuah, doesn't say ha psuah, where you learn out from leyavei psuah and leyavei mamzer, just like mamzer b'dei adam, psuah has to be b'dei adam, b'dei shemayim is kasher. When Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Brechem and Breika says that kol she'enel lebeitza achas, enel shischam v'kasher, means he was born that way. And the reason why he's kasher is because it's b'dei shemayim, not because he could have children, he can't, but it's midei shemayim. So l'chayr, it's very shver. Why dafka if he has one beitza? L'chayr, even if he's missing both beitzim. Any defect midei shemayim, any defect that he's born with doesn't make him a psuadak and a kriv shavcha. So why did he say beitza achas? So the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, and other Rishainim, they will say, because that's a normal case. It's very rare for a baby to be born with any beitzim, but to be born with only one is pretty common, a fairly common birth defect, and that's why he discussed that case. But who didn't? Any type of defect, anything that he's born with, is all kasher. That's a das of Rav Rishainim, like we said. The Ramah calls it Rav Minyan, Rav Binyan of Rishainim. It's the Rambam, the Rif, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ra'ah, and several others. That there's really no chilik between if the defect happened one beitza or two beitza. In both cases, if it happened with the Adam, even if it happened to one beitza, if one beitza was damaged or cut or nifsa v'nichras, It's he's pasul, he's asa l'kol. If it was done b'day shemayim, even by two, he's kasha l'kol. So the Mishnah says, kol shenifzu echas, kol shenifzu beitza, afilu achas mehem. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Brechem Breik is going on b'day shemayim. Well, he's Rishayim, he could say that even if he's going b'day adam, but we don't pass him like him, we pass him like the Stam Mishnah, like the Tanakam of the Breisa, that even achas mehem is pasul. That's a day of Rav Rishayim. But Taisus brings the day of Rabbeinu Tam that says that Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Brecha and Breka is going even b'dayadam. And his raya is two rayas. One is because of the diak that if he's going b'day Shemaim, so why did he say achas mehem? Why did he say beitz achas? Who then if he has no beitz in b'day Shemaim, it's kasha. The second is the metzias. It seems that it was somewhat common in the days of the Rishonim that surgery was done to remove one beitza, and the people after the surgery had children. And since it's a number of people, it can't say v'chazar al b'neim me'ayin heim. The Gemara says that about one case, the case of the man climbing the tree, and his beitzim were punctured by a thorn, and he had children afterwards, and the Gemara says, no, Shmuel told them, say v'chazar al b'neim me'ayin heim, that obviously his wife was mezana, because it's impossible to have children if his beitzim was punctured. That's in one case. But if you have a number of cases, kam b'nei adam, then already the Rishonim found it difficult to say that. So these were the rayas that by cutting out one beitzah, he's still kasher l'kol. The what's the pshat? The Mishnah says that kol shenivsu beitzah afilo achas mehem. So you see that there's a dim tzudak even with one beitzah. So the two mahalchim and the answer. Rabbeinu Tam's mahalach was t'mechal t'imtzia and karis. If the beitzah was damaged, but it wasn't cut out entirely, if it was just damaged, that would affect his ability to have children, even if it's only one beitzah. Now, Shane, if the beitzah is cut out entirely, that would not affect it. As long as there's another beitzah left, that would not affect his ability to have children. And he shows in Hilchas Treifus, you have such a thing. A spleen that's cut out entirely is kosher. But if the spleen is damaged, then it's treif. So you see that sometimes it affects the person or the animal more if the organ is injured than if the organ is cut out entirely. So here also, if the beitzah is injured, it's worse than if the beitzah is cut out entirely. That's one mahalach, how to answer it. The other mahalach is, which is Sefer Trumas prefers, is that there is a machlekes, there is no chiluk between petziah and krisa, there's no chiluk at all, but the Bishmol ben Eishah Brechem and Breka says that in all cases, if only one beitzah is damaged or cut out, it's kosher. But we pass it like a Bishmol ben Eishah Brechem and Breka, because he brought the thing from Shematim pi Kerem B'Yavna. The Chum of Kerem B'Yavna hold that way, that's very authoritative. Kerem B'Yavna is the authoritative thing. It's from the Gemara in Achelet, Stef Mebeiz and Mebeiz. The Gemara says, Mesnis of the Karma HaDebei, because of the Brisa of Kerem B'Yavna, that's why he was Kaiser. Kerem B'Yavna is authoritative, and that's how we paskin. And we're also Shtim, why they have children, because according to the Psak Halacha, it's Kasher. Now, the Yisham is also mashmet that Loch is like Bishmol ben Eishah Brechem and Breka. Although there is discussion in the Rishonim whether Yisham is mashmet like Rabbeinu Tam, that Bishmol ben Eishah Brechem and Breka is talking about b'nei Adam, or the Yisham Fakert is mashmet like the other Rishonim, that Bishmol ben Eishah Brechem and Breka is talking about b'nei Shemayim. Al Kabbanim, the Yisham is mashmet quite a Loch is like Bishmol ben Eishah Brechem and Breka, and the Yisham brings a number of Amiram that paskin like him. And the Yishalmi adds another Tanai, which that Tanai is a machloikis, the two pshatim, what exactly the Yishalmi means, what are the exact words of the Yishalmi. Some read the Yishalmi ubavachihei shleimen, and only if they're complete. And some read the words of the Yishalmi ubavachihei shel yamin, two words, shel yamin, either shleimen, shin lamed yud mem yud nun, meaning complete, or shel yamin, shin lamed one word, yud mem yud nun the other word, shel yamin the right one. So the pshat of shel yamin makes a very big nafkamina lalacha, that this whole heter, Rebbe Shmuel ben Eishah Brechem and Breka, that says that if it's one beitzah, it's okay, is dafka when it's the left beitzah that's damaged and the right one is there. But if the right one is damaged or taken away, then it's a problem. So this heter of Rebbeinu Tam, that says that if one beitzah is removed, or even the heter of the Sefer Trumas that says even if one beitzah is damaged, he's not a tzudak, it's only if the left beitzah is removed and damaged, but not if the right one is. Taisus calls this a chumra gedayla, and Taisus says, v'toyiv lahazel reifel machtuk shel smolim efshir. It's even if the Yishalmi means shel yamin, but the Bavli doesn't make any chiluk, the Bavli just brings a Shmuel ben Eishah Brechem break his stam, that Beitz Achas is kosher, and since the Bavli didn't differentiate, so the Bavli's psak is that either Beitz is good if it's removed. But there is a makam in the Rishonim to be machma like the Yishalmi, Nafkamina, the Rishayim say that if an operation has to be done where one testicle has to be removed and it's optional which one, tell the doctors to remove dafka, the left one, so you'll have the Yerushalmi's shita also. But that's one pshat in the Yerushalmi, that it means shel yamin. Reb Chaim Volozhin is very bothered with this Yerushalmi, that what should be the chila between the right and the left? In other words, if the pshat in the Yerushalmi was that dafka, when one beitz is removed, he still has the capability of giving birth. So there, could be that's the teva. That's how the Yerushalmi understood the teva, that he needs dafka the right beitz, he needs dafka the right testicle, in order that he should be able to give birth with one beitz. If he has only the left testicle, but metzias, the teva is that he can't give birth. Not so shver. Now, it bothered the Rishayim also that this metzias that they were saying, the ma'isim b'chol yoyim, that a testicle is removed and they still have birth, didn't seem to differentiate between the right one and the left one. Problem is that Taisus says that the Yerushalmi is mashma, that even on the tzad that it's kosher, still, he won't be able to give birth. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi. Taisus brings that. He says, Uvda v'kamadir v'ama amla in karsi at sharyile, el aviyadeh deloy meilin. It's mutter, but you should know he won't give birth. So if there's some sort of a heter, when one is removed, even though he won't give birth, because the gzeris akasav of Ptsuwa Daka Lefidu Yerushalmi is dafka when it's both beitzim, not when it's one. So how is Yerushalmi mechal between right and left? It's like it would be a big doichik to say to Yerushalmi, stam et sam alach al meishim yisinai, and it's dafka the right, not the left, and doesn't bring any mekar to it. It's a plia. Reb Chaim Volozhin in the tshuva, chota mishul, shimin alf is bothered. But that's also lefi his pshat in the Yerushalmi, that it's einu meilid, he actually can't give birth at all, and still the Yerushalmi says it's mutter. Then it's lechay very shver to mechal between the right and the left. The Rosh is very bothered with that pshat. The Rosh faket, the Rosh wants to say that since the Yerushalmi says that he can't give birth, that should force us to say that the Yerushalmi is talking about bidei shemayim. Because if it's bidei adam, the Gemara is mashmaklar that any defect that happens that makes that he can't give birth makes him a psuadaka krishavka. The Gemara says at the end of the Amud, that they have a uvda b'hum b'disa statim guvsa de shechazer v'afik b'makam k'tanim. Shechazer was closed and it went b'makam k'tanim, and savra b'ivar b'ay lach shurei. And the Gemara said it can't be because im kaimu mevashla shleim kaimu loy mevashla. Because since he won't be able to give birth, so it's clear that he's possible. So if the Yerushalmi saying is a einam meilin, what's it sad to be machshe? So the Rosh says it must mean the Yerushalmi is talking about b'day shemayim. And b'day shemayim, even if it's einam meilin, it's machshe. Then the Mashal answers that when the Yerushalmi says einam meilin, doesn't mean that he would see it's impossible for him to give birth. It's totally impossible. It means it's very difficult. Because he wasn't saying it la'alacha. La'alacha the Yerushalmi is saying it's kosher. The Yerushalmi was just telling the woman that wanted to marry him, yes, it's kosher, but you should know, you probably won't have children. But it's definitely possible to have children, and that's why he's not a psuadaka kurshavcha. Fiza, it's not so shred to mechal between shel yamin and shel smoil. Akabanim, this is all one shot of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says b'shel yamin. It's dafka if the right one is good. There's another pshat in the Yerushalmi, like we said, that the Yerushalmi is saying shleimin. And there also there's a big mavuka what exactly the pshat is in shleimin. Taisus says a lashon that it's nilha achas va'achas shleima is kosher, avil nifsa filu achas garet fei kedepricious. Vat shleima means Rabbeinu Tam's chilik, that if it's cut out totally, then it's kosher. Ubavat shleima, not if it's nifsa. If it's nifsa, even one of them is possible. But the problem is we're talking about someone who only has one beitza left, and we're saying he's kosher. Ubavat shleima that the leftover beitza is shleima. Mechayr pshita. If he had both beitzim and one of them is not shalim, it's already possible. So there's a few mahalchim. The Chazanish learns up in Taisvis. It's a shikul daichik in the words of the Yerushalmi, but uvat shleimin means a schilik, just a schilik, that if the leftover one is shalim, then it's kosher if one of them is nitl. But if it's nifza, even if he has both of them and one of them is nifza, then he's possible. Just means Rabbeinu Tam's chilek. But the Rosh is a big chiddush la'alacha because of this. Well, that shleiman means like this, that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's mechalati nifsa and cut out. What's the din if first there was nifsa, so now he's a psuadaka, and then you cut out the beitza. Zakti Rosh, that's what the Yishalmi is saying. It's dafka was cut out when it was shalim. Then it's not a problem. That's Rebbeinu Tam. Cutting out is not a problem. But if the beitza was first nifza, and then you cut it out, then it is a problem. It's not going to be chayzel echsherei. And that's also the sheet of Rebbeinu Ochanan that's put in the Arzeruah, Seif Simon Tavrish Nun Aleph, that the din is, it's not chayzel echsherei. Now it's a bissel shver, why not? Mar is mavur, and daf ayin vav, that if there's a nekev, and it was nistam, it does become chayzel echsherei. So why shouldn't taking it out make it chayzel echsherei? It's a bissel shver. And the Raivin on the Sag and the Rif, and the Meiri also brings, they say, with a klarkite, that when you cut it out, it's kosher. Who then, if it was originally nifsa, and then it was cut out, it becomes kosher again? So again, we have to understand the pshat. What does it mean? Shleiman, if it means the leftover has to be shalim, it's pshita. And the one that's taken out, according to Kam Rishayim, doesn't have to be shalim. Ksam Seifa says a pshat, it's in Simon Yates, that it only works when one is cut out if the other one is completely shalim. If it has any defect at all, even if that defect wouldn't make it a psuadaka, even if it's just a nekev which doesn't go all the way through, so it wouldn't become a psuadaka, any type of defect, even a minor defect, which wouldn't alone make it a psuadaka, it's chazal stiruve with the fact that the other one is taken out totally, that would make him a psuadaka. That's one pshat. Chiddush. Dar Samech says a geshmak pshat. He's not machmel like the Ksam Sefer. It's only if the other one is not operative. But he wants to say a pshat that it only works when one beitza is taken out if the other one is operative. But if the other one is inoperative, even if it's bidei shamayim, so mitzad the moon to the other one, it's not a problem because it's bidei shamayim. But since the other one, lamaisa, doesn't work, you cut out one beitza, it will be a kreshavcha. That's the pshat of Lubavitch Shleiman. Again, the kitzur, we have four pshatim Lubavitch Shleiman. The pashup pshat in Taisus is stam dischilik, that when it's niftza, it's always puzzle, and when it's taken out, it becomes kosher. Niftza is worse than taken out entirely. That's all the Shalom means when it says Buvach Shleiman. The Rosh says Shad Buvach Shleiman means it's only if it was taken out when it was Shalim. If it was niftza before it was taken out, it doesn't become Chayzel Achsher al day it's taken out. That's the Rosh, and the Azarur brings such a sheet up. I said the Raivin and the Meiri hold not the way, hold it is Chayzel Achsher. And the other two Pshatim from the Achreinim, about a Bavach Shleiman, they learned this up in Taisus. Seifa holds it only works when you take one out if the other one is completely shalom, has no defect, even a minor defect that wouldn't pass it. And the Arsimach says it only works if the other one works. If the other one doesn't work, even though it wouldn't be possible mitzad that because it's bidei shemayim, but lamaisa, when you take out the second one, bidei adam, that would be ipsul. So let's make a sikum of what we have. Rav Rishayim, this is the psak of the Mechaber and the Ramon. Simon Hay and Evan Ezer hold that the din of psuadak is even with one beitza, no matter what happens to that one beitza. And the whole din of Shmuel b'nei Shabrech and Break is dafka b'dei shemayim, and b'dei shemayim, no matter what happens, it's kosher. There's really no chilik at all between one beitza and two beitza in all. But Rabbeinu Tam holds, and Kamri Sheinim also hold that the Gemara here is dealing with b'dei adam. Rabbeinu Tam is mechalik between nifsa and nichras. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole heter is dafka when it's Nichras, one of them, not when it's Nifza. But there's another Teretz in Taisus, which the Sefer Truma says, the Nifza, one of them, is good because we don't pass them like the Stam Mishnah, we pass them like a B'Shemal B'nei Shebrechem and Breka that says that with one Beitz it's good because he's made from Kerem B'Yavn, and that's the one that's authoritative. We have a Machlekes Rishainim, Rebbeinu Tam, that makes the Chilti Nifza and Nichras. If it's first Nifza and then it's Nichras, is a chayzel achsheri not? The Rosh and the Arzurah hold it's not chayzel achsheri. The Rav and the Meir hold it is chayzel achsheri. We have one pshat in the Yerushalmi that says it's dafka b'shel yamin. In other words, only if the left one is damaged or cut out, it's okay, but the right one has to be there. Ibezei, we wouldn't really pass like the Yerushalmi, we just machma like the Yerushalmi because the Agamar is not mechalik. We have the other pshat of shleiman, which could mean, like the Rosh, that if it was nifsa first, it's pasul, or it could mean that if one of them is cut out, the other one has to be operative. It can't be a psuadaka b'dei shemayim like Dar Sameach, or it can't be even a minor injury like the Ksam Sefer. That's the sugya. Now, even though Rav Rishayim don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam, and it's an inyan of a deraisa here, by a deraisa, we should have to pass like the Machmirim, even when it's a very, very big Shas Adchak. But the scum of the Achreinim, the many, many tshuvas written from the Neid of Yehuda, from Reb Chaim Volozhin, from the Mishkanes Yankov, from the Beis Ephraim, v'oit kama v'kama g'dayle Achreinim, are very night at the Paschal like Rabbeinu Tam for a few reasons. First of all, the Sefer Tshumas is made that the minig was that way. Even the Ramah brings down the Matirim k'r Rabbeinu Tam. So there might be a minig, ha'ilam, that Paschal is that way when there's a minig to Paschal like certain Rishonim, you wouldn't say Safik Dereis L'chumra. Secondly, there is a discussion in the Rishonim, in the Achreinim Al Kopanim, there's a din by Mamzer Vandai Veloy Mamzer Safik. That means Midereisa, a Safik Mamzer is Mutti. You don't say Safik Dereis L'chumra. So it could be that applies also to Psuadaka. That Midereisa have the same din, Psuadaka is only by a Vandai, not by a Safik. And Aybazai, that could apply even to a Sveka Dedina. So even if Rabbeinu Tam would just make it a Safik, that might become a Heter, that Safik Psuadaka is Mutter. And even though Safik Mamzer, there was a Gzeir Darabanan, that a Safik Mamzer is also in the Rabbanan, it could be the Gzeir Darabanan's Dafkan, a Safik Mamzer, by Safik Psuadaka, they didn't make this Gzeir. Might speak about this in a subsequent Shir. Is that, then you could pass in like Rabbeinu Tam, so that's the second reason to pass in like Rabbeinu Tam. First is the minig. The second is that could be any suffix would already become mutter. The third is Rabbeinu Tam's argument that it's ma'isim mechalyayim and they're mylid is a fairly convincing argument. It is schwer to say that in cases that happen very often, that in all these cases, save chazar b'neim ayin heim. This is why Rav Yishayim are noted to pass in like Rabbeinu Tam. And Kolshken, if there's another tziruf, there's another reason to be mater, then you could definitely use Rabbeinu Tam together with the other tziruf. The Marshal, one possible tziruf is, the Marshal says an interesting thing. Marshal says that even according to the Rishayim HaEstrim, that's dafka for was cut out through a makkah, through an accident, or through kavala of some sort. But if an expert surgeon goes and cuts out the beya, and the surgeon knows how to do it in a way that it won't affect the kayach elada, everyone's maskim that that's okay. That's not bechlal nitalachas mehem. So the Marshal is another tziruf. It should be kosher. One final nekuda. The Gemara says, and we already discussed it a little bit, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel Psuadaka B'dei Shamayim Kosher. And the Gemara brings two drashas. Rav says, because it says Pitsua and doesn't say Ha Pitsua, it sounds like it happened afterwards, not Ha Pitsua that it was born that way. The Masnisatan and the Braisa learns out, Nemele Yave Pitsua V'Nemele Yave Mamzer Malahalam B'dei Adam Afkam B'dei Adam. Just like Mamzer is B'dei Adam, so Psuadak is also B'dei Adam when it happened B'dei Shemayim. Mashal says, interesting, why did Rav have to give a different drasha of Ptsua V'leika Mahapetsua? The Braisa says a different drasha. The Braisa says you learn out from Mamzer. The Mashal says, if it would only be for one drasha, we would say it's talking about he was born that way. But Rashi says two cases. Rashi says he was born that way, or even if it happened after he was born, they were Amam Ubaran, then it came natural occurrence, lightning or hail that injured him. So if it only be for one drasha, we would consider that be the other. What's the difference, lightning or hail, or if he tripped over something? We have two drashas, so you already know that he had to be that born the way doesn't count from Hapitsua, and then we have a drasha of Mamzer, so that includes more, because even if it happens afterwards, but it happened through natural causes. That is, a machlekes Rishonim, what happens if it came through a chayli? The Rosh says, Dafka de ramam ubarad, ulaki me'imai, but if it happened through a chayli, then he's pasul. That's a sheet that's a rush. And it's mashma, that's how we learned the Rashi. But the Rambam, because he's to Rabbi Aperik, the Zayin Alachates says, Psul shamayin ushloye b'dei shamayim, kan shikarsu adam ekele v'ekele kaitz, ukeitz v'dvarim elu, avam noy l'kushafka, that's one case he was born that way. Oy, shechala machmas gufa yabatlu yamenu v'varim elu, shenel b'em shchin v'himsa aysanay, shikarsu reiz akash alavi v'kal, shikalelu b'dei shamayim. Rambam mozer chayli is called b'dei shamayim. So the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch bring it as a machlekes. The Rashi and Rashi hold the Chayli is not called B'dei Shemayim. The Rambam holds the Chayli is called B'dei Shemayim. And it's mashmid they want to pass in L'chumra like the Rashi and Rashi. But the Achreinim say it's B'chol Namuch in Rashi. Rashi says the case of Rambam and Barad means the Rebuse, even though he received the blow, but since the blow came from Shemayim, that's called B'dei Shemayim also, because you might think Rambam and Barad is mamish like a kaitz and like a kelev. Chayli was more pasha to Rashi that it works. after the Marashah learns, and the Bach speaks about it, Barichas, they bring a Raya from Rashi and Afchav from the days, that a Chayli considered B'day Shemayim, and other Rishayim hold like the Rambam, the Smag holds like the Rambam, the Ramban holds like the Rambam. Right now, say Faket, the Rosh is the Das Yachid. The Iker Rishayim is like the Rambam, asking Chayli does not make one of Suadak and a Kirish Afchav. And the other Shailen Achreinim speak about, if you're going to name one like the Rambam, that a Chayli does not make one of Suadak and a Kirish Afchav, so what about if there's a chayli, and because of the chayli, the doctors cut out the beitzim? Ekul b'dei adam b'dei shemayim. Shaul already speaks about it. He discusses the lashon Rambam. The lashon Rambam is Ashenel ben Shchin v'himsa oisay oisha karsay. A Shchin came and melted it away, or they cut it. Which is a shaila. Does he mean the Shchin did that? The Shchin melted away the beitzim or cut it, or does he mean because of the Shchin the doctor did that? He says, the Lashon Rambam is mashmana, even the doctor did it because of the Shchin, that's also okay. And that's how, it's a Rav Achreinim learned up the Rambam, the Chazon Ish points out, the Ramban, in the Sefer Eschus on the Rif, mashmana dafka when the Shchin did it. Shaila had to understand the Yerushalmi, used to be talking about such a case. And on the Tzadet's Mutter, there's also two way for him to understand why it's Mutter. Is it because the Shchin was going to do it anyway? The Chayli was going to finish off the Beitza anyway. It was called Aymed Likaris Kikaris Dami. It's just the Adam did what the Shchin was Aymed to do. That's not called Bidei Adam. And then it would only apply when the Chayli would destroy it, and just you didn't give a chance for the Chayli to destroy it because that's dangerous. You cut out the Aver before the Chayli had a chance to destroy it. But it wouldn't apply to a case where there's a Chayli which wouldn't necessarily destroy it. It's just dangerous for the person. And therefore, they had to do an operation to cut out. But other Achreinim bring a svarim that any time, reason why you cut it out is because of a chayli, that's good for the sibba, why you did it, that's also called bidei shemayim. Because it wasn't bidei adam. Bidei adam means an accident or on purpose or something, bidei adam who got cut out. But if the pshat is the avish to send the chayli, and the idea of the chayli was mukhrich to be cut out, that's good for called bidei shemayim. Beis Meir speaks about it, Ruchayim Volozhin, like we said in Chut Meshul Shemi and Aleph, the Chassam Sofer speaks about it in Simen Yuntes. The Achreinim are inclined to be Mekel, but frat that very often you have a tzirif of the Rebbe Metam that we mentioned. It's a chorus of Beitza Achas, which anyway, according to Rebbe Metam, is Mutter. We have another tzirif that it's Ayidei Chayli, which Rebbe Shainim hold as Kul B'dei Shemaim, and even if you cut it out by the other Mikos of the Chayli, that also could be considered B'dei Shemaim, and Metzirif of Rebbe Metam, the Achreinim are Mekel.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.